Okay, so let's talk about the Japa token. Okay, I talks about the Japa community where people comes together. You can, share about your experience abroad. Are you getting it? You can tell people about your experience abroad. What what you encounter. Someone messaged me and we were talking, and he said he shared his part of experience with me while he traveled. And he said, "My brother, I watch people literally dying in front of me. I watch baby drinking salt water and dying on the Mediterranean Sea." Okay, so his name is Said. Said messaged me and said, "Bro, can I talk to you? I have a Japa story I want to share." Okay, he told me that he was with his friend, and there is this man that his friend is working for, and the man said that they are making arrangements to leave the country. So they are going to leave the country, and they are traveling to Italy. So he said the journey is not that expensive, that they just need to pay some money and they will arrange them for the trip. Said did not have an international passport, and yet someone told him that he should realize that they are going to help him to get to Italy. So he knows nothing about Italy, but as far as he believes, it's an European country. And Said want to japa, and because he wants to japa, he was trying whatever he could do to leave the country. So along the line, they said they need to raise up to 700,000 naira. So he said he ran around, borrowed money, so some things he has. He has a bike. He used to hustle with a bike, and he have to sell the bike and then pack every money, make up to 700,000, and pay this agent that is going to help them to Italy. Sorry. So while everything is ready, the date was set. Said and his friend packed their bag, and then they leave for Italy. So they were supposed to meet at somewhere in Abuja. So he went there, traveled all the way from Lagos with his friend to Abuja to meet the man who is going to take them for the journey. So from there, they said they went directly to Cameroon. When they get to to Cameroon, then they start this journey. Then that was when he realized that they are not going to Europe by flight, but they are actually going to Europe by road. So at this point, where they have started, they have embarked on the journey. So there is nothing to do. He has to cooperate and see what it looks like. So they told him that they need to cross the desert, and after the desert, they will cross to Italy. So he gets on the road. He said while they were going in the desert, the vehicle was running and they are not going to stop. That the vehicle, it was all this truck that they used to pack cow in the north. They were this kind of truck, but a small one, a small pickup truck that they were used to pack them. So they load them to this truck. This truck shouldn't contain the pickup, as in the container side of the vehicle shouldn't contain more than 10 or 5 people. Let's say these police vans. So he said they have over 17 people packed, and there are children among them. There are women among them. They were leaving for Italy. So he said they go to a desert, and they were to drive on this desert for 2 days. They were driving on this desert at a maximum speed to an extent that some of them fell off. They fell from the vehicle, fell down, and the driver did not even bother to stop. They have men among them that carried ham, and they are guiding them. Then at that point, Said said he knows that his life is in danger. So they go to a certain point where they have to be transferred from the vehicle to another group. This group are people that will take them to cross the sea. They are going to cross the sea to Italy. So when they get to this point, he said they were struggling with water because there is no water. They were on that in on that desert for almost 3 days because their cat developed faults along the way. He said it got tough to an extent that some people have to urinate and drink their urine. It was as terrible as that. So at this point, they struggle and they manage to get to this country and to these people that are going to move them now to cross from the land, you know, from this Africa to Europe. So when they got there, they transfer them to these people and pay these people. So these people arrange them, give them a life jacket, and put them on a tube, boat. A boat that is supposed to carry maybe just 4 people was now loading around 30 to 40 people, and they are going to drive on the Mediterranean Sea, on the deep sea. They are going to sail on the deep sea for maybe 3 or 5 hours, no one knows. And at this point, they becomes like a prisoner, though they are going to the country, they are the travelers, they are the one traveling, but yet they could not ask questions, or they could not share their own opinion, or they could not say, oh, I don't want this, I am not taking this. They are now being forced to do this, or you die, or you are left to die to perish in the desert. So said when everything was arranged, after another 2 days in desert, they were finally put on this journey to cross to Italy. When they get on the water, after 2 hours in the middle of nowhere, the vessel, the boat they are actually using, has issue, and now it is difficult to get fixed. So they were there from morning till evening, to an extent that some of them start getting weak and falling into the water. Argument starts, fighting starts, misunderstanding starts, problems start. People were crying, people were panicking, people were shaking, others were angry, others were upset, and they start fighting, and some of them start falling into the deep sea, dragging other people, and eventually the what do they call it, the balloon boats started losing air. And this is when he knows that he has finally come to an end of his life. See, like I used to say, when we are talking about jackpot, it has to be done very well. And that is why I am saying the group we have, which is the jackpot community, it is a community that will help you to understand what is going on and where it is easy if you want to make any travel arrangement, if you want to travel. So like I am saying, help finally came. He said people from Libya came, and these people were people who used to rescue people from the sea. So at this point, they were rescued, and he said before then, out of around 25 people or so, that only 8 of them were rescued. Majority of them lost their life on that sea. Only 8 of them were rescued. These 8 people that were rescued were taken to Libya and were sent to Libya prison. And they were in that prison for 9 good months, 9 solid months. Someone who lived in Nigeria in the search of a greener pasture, you want to go to a country where your stories will change. Some of us have this habit that even when we want to travel, we don't want to tell anyone, because we believe that someone can be a bad luck. When they listen to you, they hear that you want to travel, they might become the witches that will bring down your plane. So he was in prison for 9 good months. After 9 months, he said they were released, and he has to stay in Libya, work, do some odd job in Libya for another 1 year, where he was able to raise some money, then he could actually get himself back to Nigeria. So he returned back to Nigeria almost 2.5 years later, and now to start from zero. So guys, we're sharing this story for